all they play produce are playthings, or just the playthings.
These play pretty a good bit.
Well, yeah, we use it some with kids, play pretty, play mostly playthings. Or toys, they call them toys, because they call them more toys as you begin to get all this bought stuff you'd buy. You know, used to, we didn't buy a lot of those toys. Not like they do now, you know.
Well, is it play pretty the same thing as a toy?
That's what I'd always refer to them as the same thing, play pretty and toys.
Would something like a bicycle be a play pretty?
Well, it'd be more or less of a toy, I think. I don't know hardly the distinction between a play pretty and a toy.
And what would you say if something happened that you'd expected and you predicted, you know, and you were afraid it was going to happen, you know? If this road out here had a bad place in it, and you knew a car was going to turn over in it.
So I was just expecting that to happen.
So you said
I expected that to happen. Well, I prophesied that it happened, you know. Well, if you'd been telling somebody it's going to happen, you say, I prophesied that it happened. But most of the time, I was expecting it.
And what would you say if you might say, I'm so glad I carried this umbrella, because I hadn't gone half a mile when it, what?
Started to rain?
And, now, is there a word that starts with B that you might use there instead of started?
A what?
Another word you could use besides started.
Oh, begin raising.
And,
I began. I hadn't gone but a half a mile, it began raining.
And if you had a sweater, that was, you could take it off, or you could, what?
Put it on.
And, did anybody ever around here ever get into like a man and a woman married or not ever get in a fight?
Oh yeah. I don't know where right around here or not they have, but they do all over the country and around Huntsville and first one place. They get in a fight. Yeah.
Tell me about some of them. You know,
well, the only thing I know is just hear of them getting in a fight. Of course, they usually call it. They got to where now they call fight more or less just getting a bad fuss. You know, they say in a fight, but they do get in fights, just pure D fight and kill each other. You know, and cut each other.
What do they do that with?
Oh, they cut with knives or they get in fights and shoot each other, you know. There's been a lot of niggers shot each other around Huntsville here, you know. Mostly over some woman, her husband will be going to some other woman, and she'll take a razor and cut this woman or shoot the woman or something like that. You know. I've just known of those cases, you know, a lot of cases that they've done that.
Well,
they call them getting in a fight.
What kind of knife would they use?
Oh, any kind of knife they'd get a hold to. Women is bad to use razors, just an old straight razor. I've heard of them using them just a lot, a straight razor. But any kind of a knife. If they're in the kitchen, why, well, usually grab a kitchen knife, you know. Any kind of a knife that they get a hold to.
And you'd say he did what?
Stabbed her, or cut her. You just stabbed.
And, if you wanted to lift something up to this roof, something heavy, you might set up a pulley. And you say you're going to do what to get it up there?
Hoist it up.
You know, we were talking the other day about grease. We talked about this for a few minutes, using it and making soap. Do you ever use it? Do they ever use it in the kitchen around here?
What, the grease?
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah. We use fried meat grease. When you fry this bacon out, my wife usually saves the meat grease, and she seasons with it. She seasons, a lot of times she seasons beans with that fried meat grease, or she'll grease the pans to put biscuit in, or anything, you know. Just use that grease a lot.